Hearing is conditional use number 1921, Judith Folmsby.
This is an application to consider conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district by amending condition number 2 and number 3 of ordinance number 2055. Also for conditional use number 1765 to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 38,054 square feet, more or less, lying southwest of Route 226, also known as Orchard Road, 0.6 mile southeast of Route 1. Gentlemen, the applicant did provide a survey and site plan as presented for final approval of the commission for conditional use number 1765. Which includes the necessary notations to be in compliance with that conditional use. And I did pass that down for the benefit of the record. The applicant had, on October 31st, 2011, requested that the commission amend the condition of approval relating to conditional use number 1765. And on November 17th of 2011, the commission considered the request and determined that it would be necessary to file an amended conditional use application, and that is why we're here this evening. The Utility Planning Division of the Sussex County Engineering Department did provide comments in the form of a memorandum on January 24th of 2012. And reference that this site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that the use of an on-site septic system is proposed, that the site is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the proposed project is not in an area where the county currently has plans to provide sewer service, and therefore a concept plan is not required. I did receive at about 4:30 today, comments were received from John Herbert in opposition to the application, expressing concerns about the adequacy of the septic system, that the neighborhood is predominantly single family, that the change would be out of character with the rest of the area, that the neighbors have already experienced a rental situation with the property a few years ago when the owners were living off site, and that the neighbors do not want to see these problems again. Attached to that comment was a copy of the realty sales listing and a copy of an inspection report and certificate of completion for the septic system. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening? Come on up, ma'am, if you would. Give us your name and address and you may have the floor.
Does it matter which one I use?
No, they'll both pick you up.
I'm Judy Folmsby. I live at 21138 Orchard Road in Ellendale, and I'm the person that is requesting this.
Okay, you heard what our director read into the record. Would you care to add to his comments?
Yes, we have owned this house. We've been on this property since 1981. I have not had any problems with the septic since that time that John had talked about. We had a renter in there at that time. They had a large family. We had a very wet situation, and we did have problems with the septic at that particular time. It was a one-time event. I haven't had any problems since we've moved back in 2007. I didn't feel that there was a situation of concern. I do have a letter from my other neighbor saying that he approves of it being rented again. He's the neighbor on the left-hand side, which is Robert Warrington.
Okay. You would hand that to our counsel. He'll look at it and pass it on down to us.
Thank you.
And the reason I'm asking for the change is because at the time we had been informed that it would be to our advantage to change, to get a conditional use, because we had three kitchens, and that we wanted to be in compliance, so we did fill it. At the time, it was very different. My husband was with me. He's no longer with us. The house is large. My grandson is in the military, and my daughter has the potential to move, so it's very a lot to take care of. And there is 3,300 square feet within this house and in three sections. In addition to that, because it is for sale, I would like to change the number three, requesting in the event of the real estate is sold or transferred, the conditional use shall terminate. Because it's up for sale, I'm concerned that if I have to change it, what does that mean? I see expense involved. I'm not really sure what I have to do to change it. That concerns me. It concerns me that, there's a lot of people that need rentals, and there are lots of rentals on our street. My house was not the only one that's rented. John Herbert does have a house that, more than one house that he rents out. So, that's why I'm here.
Gentlemen, condition number two, for the record, states that the unit shall only be occupied by the applicants and their family members. And condition number three states, in the event the real estate is sold or transferred, this conditional use shall terminate. There are the two conditions requested to be amended.
Right. All right, then. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Burton.
All right. I guess this is more of a question for Mr. Lang. When a unit is a multifamily home, how does the septic sewer system work? Is that a separate?
No, typically it's one septic system. In this case, it was one septic serving all three units.
So the septic system is built for that number of EDUs?
I can't respond to that. Let's see what we have. I have the comments here from, I had a copy of it, I think.
I have a copy of it with me.
The only thing that we had, and that was supplied by Mr. Herbert actually today, was that this is an inspection report and a certificate of completion of the septic. And that was based on a 1992 approval, and it says a certificate of satisfactory completion.
Right, that's what I have too.
Yeah, same thing. In the comments, it says a 3-inch vent instead of 4 monitor wells to be installed as per plan. Again, that was 19 years or almost 20 years ago when that was done. It doesn't really tell me much else.
It was an infiltrator system that was put in at that time.
So there really isn't anything that gives us any indication that the septic system can handle a three-unit multifamily?
No, it doesn't break down what was approved to be used for the house. It just breaks it down. It's a septic tank existing with 1,000 gallon. There's a dosing chamber for a 1,000 gallon size system. It was 30 feet from the dwelling. It's vented, it's 3-inch vent, 18 plus or minus feet above grade. Makes reference to a simplex pump. It's got audible alarm and the alarms inside the dwelling. Makes reference to the pressure piping and the size and the length and the top field and the seepage beds size. That's pretty much it as far as information on it. Well, septic system basically is concrete, it's baffled, it's got two compartments, it's 22 feet from the dwelling. The rest of it, there's nothing much else there.
Okay. And as far as parking goes, does this proposed site plan address the amount of parking needed for?
Right. What the site plan would approve is a site plan approved by the commission for three units, even though it was family. So it's approved to be for three units.
Okay.
When they went to the commission for the public hearing and got approval in 09, the application was for multifamily dwelling structure, three units, and they were applying. As she stated, it was intended to be family, and they had three kitchens when they applied. So what they're proposing is not really to change the use. It's still going to be three units.
Just to remove the two conditions.
They just want to remove the condition that they can only be occupied by the applicant and their family members, since son didn't service and the daughters had a chance to move away. And then the other one was that the event the real estate is sold or transferred, the condition should be terminated. So you avoid the condition use. I will say it's rare that conditions are placed on it be limited to family members. That's probably only been done three or four, maybe five times since 71 when the original comprehensive zoning ordinance was adopted. But it has been done, but for different uses, not especially for this use.
Do all the three units use the one door? I noticed
No.
There were several doors in the back. Is that?
No, each unit has their own exit or entrance. There's two doors in each section.
Two doors in each section. So
yes.
The front door that we see enters the one, and then you go around the back. And
well, as you look into the front of the house, there's a where the Nanacoke was is a door, and to the right of that, which at one time had been a garage, is the door into the middle section, is where I stay. If you go around the sidewalk on the other side, there's an outside door over there.
And then what was the garage of the unit?
Yes.
Not this garage. This garage.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking. Let me get the drawing.
Yeah, there's a separate garage, detached garage.
Yeah, there's a detached garage, which is a unit, and then there are two units in the house. The total of three units proposed.
No, the detached garage is by itself.
Oh, that's, okay, I'm sorry. That's right.
Yeah,
I was looking at all the sidewalks.
It was an existing garage.
So there's three units in the house, and the garage is separate.
Yes.
Are you currently renting it now?
No.
No, it's just you that is living there?
Yes. Well, because of the ordinance before, you know, it says family only, so no. My daughter is still living in the main part of the Nanacoke, and I'm in the center.
Okay.
And at one point when everybody was there, because we had probably eight people living there at various times.
I have no further questions.
All right, then, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Lank, with conditional use, does it not traditionally expire when ownership changes hands?
No.
It doesn't?
Typically, a conditional use runs with land.
Runs with land,
but,
okay.
As I just stated, there's probably maybe five applications since 1971 that were conditioned upon the owner, the family. This is one of those five. I'm not just saying five, but but I'm sitting there counting, but I can't think of why.
Well, and if my memory serves me correct, when we heard this back in 09, I believe it was, the conditions that were placed on this property were partly to satisfy the neighbors that were objecting to it and also to accommodate the family at the same time. And I remember we had some discussion about that and concern that were we setting a precedent or something that was going to come back and basically bite the commission. And, gentlemen, that's what I think has happened.
I have no further questions.
Okay. Yeah,
can I make a comment?
Can I respond?
You may. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I didn't know that there was anybody that was in opposition to it.
Well, I have the record right here, and I was going to respond to that. Rick spoke on your behalf. I think you were here with him.
Yes, I was.
And gave testimony. There were no parties present in support or in opposition. The commission discussed it after the close of the meeting. Mr. Smith stated he would make a recommendation to the county commission defer for further consideration to allow Mr. Burton to review and the file and the record and to participate in the vote. And Mr. Johnson said he would not have an objection to the application if the use is limited to family members. That's the way it was presented in the public hearing back in 09. And there were four votes because Mr. Burton was absent. Let's see what else it said. In the presentation made by the applicants at that time, the dwelling already exists, containing three living units. The apartments were built 17 years before being, would have been in 1980s. Have been occupied primarily by family members that a friend told them they need to conditional use for multifamily use, thereby they applied. That the dwelling contained 3,300 square foot of living space. That the dwelling was originally a Nanacoke home with additions. That the first conversion was a unit as a mother-in-law suite or mother-in-law unit. that the second was a garage into a unit, and that there are three kitchens, that there is only one electrical service, that the neighborhood is primarily agriculture with some residential, that they received a modified septic system approval from Denrec for 5 bedrooms. The detached garage building is not a unit, that they would have no objection to a limitation that the units remain for family use only, that one of the units was rented in the past while they were living in Milton, and that they were now living in a dwelling. That's the basic summary of the public hearing at 09.
All right, then. Mr. Smith?
Mr. Chairman, I think I understand the application. Thank you.
Okay. Ross?
It would seem the question isn't whether the unit can handle three families, whether it's three families and family members or three families and non-family members. That doesn't seem to be the issue. It's just whether multifamily is appropriate or not. So I'm going to skirt the septic issue and that. But do you know, Mrs. Falmsby, are there other multifamily units within a mile or 2 miles of the location?
Not that I know of.
And if I wrote the name right, Mr. Herbert had written a correspondence that Mr. Lank read into the record with concern about a previous rental circumstance. Do you?
That's the one I talked about when I first started. Yeah, it was, like I said, they had a family in the Nanticoke part. They were not used to septic, I assume, and they did a lot of wash. She did a lot of washing, and we had a lot of rain.
So that was a septic problem, not a personal issue with conflict between the renters and the neighbors.
Right.
It was just that was the issue with septic. No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Lank, have anything?
No, no questions.
Okay, Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Griffin?
No.
All right, then. I don't have any questions, but I do have some concerns that I'll share with the rest of the commission and share with you. The fact that there have only been 4 or 5 instances where we've put this kind of limitation on tells me that it was done for a reason. And I am going to want to listen to the tape probably and find out because the minutes really don't shed a whole lot of light on that. And it is of some concern, although pure and completely understandable, that you'd like to maximize the value of your property. That, however, is not a reason to grant a zoning request. So that's again, something that kind of weighs on my mind, and I would just share with you gentlemen that it's up to you to make a motion at the appropriate time, and we certainly have public testimony to hear yet, but those are my concerns. If you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1921, Judith Fulms?
Good evening, Betty Lewis Kaspersky, a friend of Judy, and I'm also her realtor. Work for Delmarva Real Estate here in town. So I'm disclosing up front, I have a business interest, but my personal interest is more the fact that I think you need to understand a little bit more the configuration of the dwelling. You have the 3-bedroom, 1-bath Nanticoke home there since the mid-80s. And then you had the mother-in-law or in-law or addition, which is a 1-bedroom unit. The third one is also a 1-bedroom unit. So although this is looking at the use by within the family, the mother-in-law, the parents, the grandson and his mother, you know, it has not been a large capacity use. As Judy mentioned, the one exception was when there was a family in there and they were washing 6 times a day. I don't know what system would be able to sustain that sort of usage. But we've also run into an economic problem that when Judy and Rick made this application a few years ago, it was approved, and unfortunately he passed away less than about 3 months after that, suddenly of a heart attack. So now we have also a hardship issue for Judy and her daughter. and a declining real estate market. So though we have it on the market, and I need to know as a professional what to represent to the public, because we don't want to be back here in 6 months after a settlement and find out that we sold the wrong thing. So professionally, we need to know how to market this appropriately. I don't see it as a, my personal opinion, if it's a zoning change from a single family use, which is what it has been, a use by one family, versus a zoning change to include rental use of the other units, or rather than, I would think, still family member, but maybe, you know, cousins that also sort of become part of the usage. My personal bigger concern is that something needs to be defined whether this passes with the property or not, because I think that's, personally, I think that's unfair if it does not pass with the property, if it has already been approved, the type of use that's been there.
What passes for the property is that you can have three units with related parties living in them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only reasonable expectation you should have for what's going to pass with the property, unless this body chooses.
Oh, I'm not, and I've, as we've gotten calls, not many.
I appreciate that.
I've said that it is not rental.
And I appreciate your position. I probably know more about your position than you realize, but that's the issue we have to decide, because obviously it's critical.
Right, and we need to know how to present it, but
sure.
And be accurate. You know, we don't need to create problems or trying to just move forward.
I understand.
So Mr. Chairman, can I ask the lady?
You may, sure, yeah.
Sure.
Since you're a realtor in the area, I mean, do you know of any multifamily housing within a mile or so?
I can't say that I'm an expert on Ellendale. You know, what I've observed is basically
single family
dwelling.
Thank you.
You know, what somebody's doing.
Other than what?
Not that many multifamilies, even
other than
the
what
county.
Might be in town. Is it closer to Allendale or closer to Milton?
Milton.
How far is it from Milton?
Well, it's Cape Hamilton High School. So
I mean, but how far?
Well, depending upon what you call it.
Ma'am, if you're going to speak, I need you to come up to the microphone, because the tape can't pick you up from there. Okay, thank you.
At the zip code for Milton stops almost directly, like catty corner across the street where the red brick church is on 16. So it's like a stone's throw away from the zip code. We have a Ellendale address, Milton telephone number, and it's in the Cape and Open School District.
Well, about how far is it to the boundaries within town of Milton?
Of Milton? 3 miles.
Is it that far?
Maybe not. I mean, I'm not very good at that. I don't know.
It's less than that,
okay.
But I can't say exactly.
Think it's closer to Ellendale? It could be. What's it closer to, Ellendale or Milton? The site, the property, is it closer to Ellendale or closer to Milton as far as drive?
It's kind of in the middle.
It's in the middle. It didn't help me, did it?
Well, let me give you an example. When Rick passed away, Ellendale Fire Company, Milton Fire Company, and the state were all there. So, you know, they kind of interact. I can't vote for any.
So it's pretty much in the middle.
Yeah. I can't vote for Ellendale, and I can't vote for Milton. We're just, you know.
Well, I knew that there's not very many, if any, multifamily structures in Ellendale, but there's some quite a few in the town of Milton.
Yes.
I just wonder which was close. That's anything I think that was closer.
And I know there's a lot of rentals on our road, but I don't know. There could be more than one family in there. I don't know.
What's the 911 address?
21138 Orchard Road.
I'm too fast. Two what?
21138 Orchard Road.
We're getting technological here.
We might need a permit to light that LED up. But
I know, that's true. That's true. No.
It's blinding my eyes.
I'm just trying to answer the question here.
You need to have your eyes open, Mr. Johnson.
And it is your address is Ellendale, right?
Yes.
Right. Yeah. See if this thing works.
Yeah, you're making a motion to delete. Tim, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Since there is a three-bedroom unit, which is the house primarily. Did the condition be amended to state that it's limited to a dwelling with 2 one-bedroom efficiency units? That's what they are. They have kitchens.
There's 3 kitchens?
Well, there's 3 kitchens total, 1 for the house and 1 for each unit, so that's 3. So could it be restricted to a single-family dwelling with 2 efficiency units? And not, and with the same electrical service? Because isn't it the same electrical service still? Haven't really changed that.
No, but there's 2 electrical boxes, but there's 1 system.
1 service, yes, 1 system. I'm just curious if that could be done. It's really not different, except it's, the only difference is whether it's family or not family. That's a big thing.
I think that's the difference, whether that has to be occupied by related individuals or whether
right.
basically could be put on the rental market and with no family living there.
Now, of course, a 1-bedroom efficiency unit doesn't necessarily mean it just has 1 person in it. You got to deal with how many people that can be in there.
Unfortunately, I don't have a 12-year-old here to show me how to run this thing. I'm going to pass. I'm just not going to be able to answer your question for you.
I was just curious.
I thought I could bring it up on a map, but
I was thinking it was closer to Milton, but as IG said, it's pretty much in the middle. So,
right. Okay. We thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1921? Anyone on the commission have any questions, comments? Okay. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision this evening, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.